This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Had a historic first year. We're going to continue to do great things. This is an intense place, as every White House, and it's not abnormal that you would have people come and go, but we're continuing to do great work. We're continuing to focus on the president's agenda.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, who's the next to go at the White House, either resigning or being fired? It's crazy. And this, of course, includes the president's son-in-law, as we know from last week and a week before that, son-in-law turned senior advisor Jared Kushner, who lost his top security clearance, secret security clearance. So it's been a crazy, crazy first year in the White House when it comes to the comings and goings of the people who are in the inner circle. And then there's some other news about a porn star. We're going to get to that in a second, too. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Ellen Ratner's in our virtual green room. I trust, Ellen, that you're not covered in snow, right?
No, I'm not covered in snow. No, not at all.
That bomb cyclone, that's like what's happened at the White House. So first, what is it about Sarah Huckabee Sanders? I mean, she knows how to kind of just knock this whole thing down. She's the one woman left standing, I guess, in the White House, right?
She is the one woman left standing, and she doesn't have a problem not answering a question. She doesn't have a problem not necessarily giving the whole truth and nothing but the truth. She just sort of walks in and walks out, and that's what she does.
That's crazy. All right, so the big story, of course, and the one that people are talking about is the president's legal team, right, winning a temporary restraining order last week against this ex-porn star, Stormy Daniels. But what's the latest now?
Basically what happened is when she signed this agreement and got that $130,000, she agreed to essentially binding arbitration. So the arbitrator then obviously decided, well, she didn't really have a case, et cetera. And then they went to court and got a restraining order saying that she cannot say anything. She is claiming that since Donald Trump did not sign the agreement, that the agreement is invalid and she's willing to give back the $130,000. Now, there is some real question as to whether it's a binding agreement or not. Her attorney said, well, I guess if you believe this, then you believe that Donald Trump won the popular vote as well. It's getting very, very nasty, and we don't know what's going to happen. But by the fact that they are making her shut up is already essentially a guilty plea.
Wow. Boy, and I just can imagine behind the scenes what it would be like to be a fly on the wall with all this. And, of course, you know this, Ellen. The comedians are having a field day with it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure everybody's having a field day with it. First of all, what are you doing when you accept $130,000? Secondly, what other evidence do you have? Because she says, well, and her attorney apparently said there was other evidence, but they're not allowed to talk about it because now there's this essentially gag order, not called a gag order, but that's what it is. And we'll just have to see how this plays out in the court. My guess is that what will happen is that it will come out somehow in some way. It may take a few months, but it will come out.
Yeah, and we're speaking to Ellen Ratner, of course.
They tend to do that.
They do. We're speaking with Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. So true. You know it. I remember you and I had this conversation. It's like, I think, 8 years ago or whatever it was when you were saying, oh, I'm not going to, you know, pretty soon maybe I'll step away from, you know, covering the politics. Baloney. You are not stepping away from this stuff. This is crazy.
No, it's this one. There's never a dull moment. It's like you can't even believe it's happening. It's like going on a roller coaster, and every day there's something new. I mean, and then if it doesn't happen in the United States, it happens abroad with that guy that was poisoned, and now they know that he was poisoned, but they don't know whether it's the VX poison that poisoned the same guy that that was poisoning Kim Jong-un's brother. We just don't know because they're not saying they know who did it. However, they're saying that they think that the Russians have expert people who can kill people in Britain. I mean, you just, it's like every day there's stuff going on, and I just, like, sit back and I say, how did this happen? I'm on a roller coaster.
I love it. Last one, Gary Cohen. He was one of that revolving door guys to go. Very popular, though, and Wall Street loved him. Who's going to replace him as the chief economic advisor?
Well, according to Sarah Huckabee Sanders today, who said, well, we have lots of very positive people at the White House. We have lots of people that the president relies on, lots of people who give good financial advice. So we're not too worried about it, basically, is what she said. She didn't say we're not too worried about it, but she basically said that.
Wow, interesting. All right, Ellen Ratner, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So the big news is what we just mentioned there, this whole Stormy Daniels thing. And as I said, of course, comedians, it's just ripe for conversation, for jokes. And politics always is anyway, but this one certainly is because of nicknames that are in the agreement, that whole kind of thing. The White House denying that the president had an affair with this adult film actress, rather, and, you know, then the questions about the $130,000 and her attorney, of course, saying, absolutely, absolutely, that's exactly what happened. I watched an interview with him. He said it several times. Daniel's lawyers filed a grievance in court this week claiming that, you know, that they had serendipitously initiated a bogus arbitration proceeding against her without providing the notice of the proceedings or basic due process. So this Stormy Daniels doesn't dispute that she signed a non-disclosure agreement and accepted the money from Trump's lawyers, but her lawyers say that because of what happened with his lawyers, this Michael Cohen, because of what he did, they're saying that, as Ellen was talking about, it nullified the terms of their agreement by acknowledging publicly that he had paid her to keep quiet. They also said that Trump never signed the contract and that since he's party of the agreement, it's just not binding. It's not binding. So, this is where we sit on this story, and this, of course, goes back a ways to when this happened. Daniels claims that she had the encounter with him at Lake Tahoe in 2006 while he was married to the First Lady, the now First Lady Melania Trump, and that they continued to see one another in 2007, including at a bungalow at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and that they reached out to her with the hush agreement, setting up a group called the Essential Consultants in October of 2016 to facilitate that payment. So Sanders from the White House, who is very deft at handling all of these questions, as Ellen said, and as I have watched again and again and again, that's why I said she's like the last woman standing. She absolutely knows how to handle the press. There's no question about that. She said she doesn't believe the president knew about the payment. She referred all other questions to his lawyer and said she did not know the last time the president spoke even to his personal lawyer. So I think you're going to see more conversation about that, but is it going to go anywhere? It depends on what this agreement, specifically the courts decide, if it continues to be pressed, but the names on the agreement were not the names that were, you know, it was not President Trump's name or this Stormy Daniels name. We're stepping aside, then we're back with more. Did you hear about the storm in the Northeast? It's brutal. We're talking about it next. Brr, on America Tonight.
The current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh, just a sigh. And the fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. That you can rely. No matter what the future brings.
So a kiss is just a kiss, unless we're talking about a kiss of snow. It was more like a bomb cyclone, as they call it, that went off in the Northeast, particularly very gnarly in New York, in Philadelphia, in the parts of New England that no longer exist. There's no lines drawn anymore because they're just covered in snow. It's absolutely incredible how much snow they're getting in the Northeast. It's not that they haven't seen this before. It's just that they just saw it. And then there's now the possibility of even more snow on top of that. And as I have family and friends in the Northeast, they've been sending me videos all day long, and it's just crazy to see it. I can't, all schools are closed. Thunder snow, it's accumulations of 16 inches, for example, in Philadelphia. Power outages, schools and trains delayed, schools closed and trains delayed, lots and lots and lots of digging. And then there was the crazy thing of the New Jersey teacher who was hit by lightning during the storm because she put an umbrella up, and of course it was struck by lightning. Luckily she was okay. A 33-year-old, non-life-threatening injuries. She was doing bus duty. It was about 2:30 in the afternoon. She was standing with the umbrella and boom, she got struck. She said there was a tingling in her arms and hand. She was taken to hospital, but she was okay. Brutal. nor'easter that moved through that area. And like I said, 16 inches of snow. Can you imagine that much snow? Crazy. I cannot imagine that. I've tried to think. Muttley. Even Muttley's laughing. Muttley can't imagine that much snow. I'm laughing with the people. If you are listening to me in the Northeast, oh, I feel you. I have done the shovel thing, but I can honestly say never that kind of snow. I mean, never that kind of snow. Never, ever, ever, ever. And if they were inside, if they were inside, Alexa might have, like Muttley, randomly started laughing at users, and nobody knows why. Is this the most bizarre thing? So while they're digging out with these record snows all over the place, Philadelphia International Airport closed, LaGuardia, the New York airport's closed. You have, if the people were, of course, and they were stuck inside, and they have Alexa. Alexa just started randomly laughing. Users on Twitter and Reddit say that the outbursts have been spontaneous. Just laughing. Except for when they're asked a snow question. Alexa, don't tell me how much snow has fallen. I don't want to know anymore. It's just that bad. Oh, and the power lines going down. Oh, that is the worst. The worst. What is going on? And then there's more calls for that kind of weather for next week. So it may be that they're going to have 3 weeks in a row where they have to deal with that, which is just absolutely insane. I mean, insane. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, you just got to, think about it in the summer. You'll be melting and wishing that it was, perhaps a little bit cooler. Let's put it that way. And in other odds and ends, what's really interesting is in the Me Too generation, which we're in the whole Me Too thing now, thanks to Mr. Weinstein. Once that happened and that Pandora's box was ripped wide open in October, we've seen in other industries what's happened now. And in the NBA, it seems the NBA is reviewing these 2011 allegations of sexual assault against Mavericks owner Mark Cuban and the decision by prosecutors not to pursue the case. So check this out. This is a big story. Because you think, he's on Shark Tank. People know him. He's the billionaire. But he happens to own this NBA team that he loves. So a league spokesperson said that they were looking into this after an alternative weekly newspaper in Portland, and hello, we're on in Portland on KPAM, love the listeners there, they're always sending me notes, reported a woman's claim that Cuban put his hands down her pants and touched her inappropriately while they were taking a photo at a Portland nightclub. Who knows what comes out of this, but it's on the heels of this Sports Illustrated article that portrayed a hostile work environment for women in the front office of the Dallas Mavericks. So Cuban wasn't implicated in that, but it did raise questions about what he knew and when. And, of course, if there's something that comes out of this, as we know from Jerry Richardson and the Carolina Panthers, and that team goes up for sale, is up for sale because of what happened with him, that could cost him the Mavericks. But these are just allegations that were reported. It just said basically what the NBA is saying is we're going to look into this. We're not just saying, okay, it was just this report that came out. No, 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 no. They're going to dive a little bit deeper into that. So in sports, we're seeing this too, and whether the person is an owner and powerful or whether they're at some other position, there is this no tolerance kind of deal happening because of what's happened in so many other environments, I think in so many other walks of life, business, etc. And that's what's led to this massive, this massive shift. It is. It's a massive shift in the culture. That's exactly what it is. It's that time's up kind of thing. Like, this is it. Boom. Done. So he'll he'll have to, they'll dig into it, and as long as there's explanations for it, or I guess whatever, we'll see what they ultimately come up with. And then there's this crazy story, the $559.7 million Powerball winner claiming her prize. Wow, that is a lot of loot. What do you do with that? New Hampshire woman won that money. She's trying to keep her identity secret. So a lawyer accepted the giant check written out to Good Karma Family Trust for a lump sum payment of, ready for this, $352 million. Immediately, money was doled out to a couple of charities, which is nice. And they said that there's going to be more donated to charity. Well, of course, when you get that kind of loot. And the lawyer said she realizes how lucky she is. She doesn't want any accolades. She doesn't want any credit. She just wants to do good things. So these checks are being handed out to, you know, like a chapter of End 68 Hours of Hunger, and Girls Inc. got a check. So there were a couple of different places that were the benefactors of that. And she won the Powerball drawing apparently January 6th after buying a ticket at a little market, a little convenience store in Merrimack. And how about that? And if the judge rules the woman's name must be revealed, they're gonna appeal it. I guess you know what, you can't blame her, right? Should we? And that kind of brings up a weird question: if somebody wins the lottery, should we be expected to understand and know the story of how they don't have money, have money, what they're doing? I mean, there's no way you can shift that giant. I think it's tough to shift that giant spotlight off of you. Because it's the unimaginable. It's the unimaginable that you go and you buy a ticket and then all of a sudden you end up with that kind of money. And whether you're doing fabulous, wonderful, charitable things, people are curious as to who is the winner, right? And so she's got that curiosity stamped on her that people want to know, ooh, who is this? What's her background? Blah, blah, blah. They may win it. I'm not sure. Because there's definitely a press to have that name revealed. And a lot of times, most times, the person does come forward. There's a story. There's stories that are written about it. And then, poof, that's it. But I don't think you're anonymous once you win that kind of money in a lottery, right? So, sometimes people move. Could change your name. What a problem to have, though, huh? All right, coming up, Forbes Books at Bedtime. You don't want to miss this one.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
They're back for a double dip, Greg Stebbin.
Guess well, there we is have two of them.
Yeah, double dip.
They are twins.
Exactly. Guess who we have in our virtual green room? CEO Stephen Carter and COO Sterling Carter. And, of course, they have a company called Sterling Staffing Solutions. It's my favorite thing to say like 10 times in a row. I mentioned this jokingly the last time we had them on, but it's easy to say. Can you say it 10 times, Greg? If you can, I'll buy you lunch.
I'm not going to try. I'm certainly not going to burn up valuable energy. Here's what I do want to ask you guys. I want to hear about how we talked about the opportunity for your company and how, frankly, it's really great for us. It's not only a brilliant business, and you've done brilliantly in it, and it's growing very rapidly, and you see huge opportunity. And obviously, here at Forbes Books Radio, we love that. And in fact, you're working on a book for Forbes Books. That's really exciting. The company is Sterling Staffing Solutions. See, Kate, I couldn't even do it once. The company is Sterling Staffing Solutions at sterlingstaffingsolutions.com. But I want to hear about the kind of commitment that you've made to your community and to the business community, because you've been winning a lot of awards. I want you to tell us about them and how you came to see that being committed to your community, to college grads, to interns, to high school kids, how that all evolved in your business as well. Because I think what you're doing is really a model for lots of other companies.
Absolutely. So I'll start to answer that, Sterling, and you can jump in a little bit later as well. But definitely, I think that both Sterling and I realized that we had a number of mentors throughout our youth that really made a difference in our lives. And we realized that if it wasn't for certain teachers or, you know, we were in the Boy Scouts when we were younger, so scout masters and, you know, religious leaders and different people who said certain, gave certain key nuggets of information or just basically led by example, just someone to look up to. We, Buster and I, grew up primarily in a single family home. Mother took care of our the two of us, and she worked multiple jobs to provide for us a very stable life, so that we wouldn't feel that we missed out on anything. But that meant that she was working and away from home a lot, and so we had a lot of people that stepped in and served that purpose to fill the gap. And so as we grew up and as we saw some successes, we wanted to make sure that we provided that same level of, you know, putting out a helping hand to help someone up as well as we found for ourselves. So the more that we kind of got ingrained, and definitely as you get into your own business, although you probably work harder as a business owner than you would working for someone else, though you have more flexibility and more of a commitment to give back and make sure that you're shining a light and showing that there is another pathway for others to look at, and there is ways to make a difference in your community and be successful at the same time.
Well, it's really interesting when I look at some of the awards you've won. I think in the last year or so, the Greater Houston Black Chamber's 23rd Annual Pinnacle Award, you've for the second consecutive year got back on the Inc. 5000 list. We like the Forbes list a little better, but it's still an incredible honor. The American Business Awards Gold Stevie Award, winner in the category of minority-owned businesses, and past Stevie Award winners have been companies like Apple, Ford, Procter & Gamble, Samsung. You won the Better Business Bureau's Pinnacle Award and the 2017 Black Enterprise Family Business of the Year finalist. That doesn't happen by accident, but at the same time, I know from reading your website that you're doing things, as you said, like giving scholarships to local high school students. You're giving internships to local college students. You're in local communities hiring a lot of people, which I think makes a big difference in the business you're in because you're also treating people locally. That's just a very important part of the local economy today. And at what point did you realize that you were not only building a business for yourself, but you were actually building a business for the community? Was that always in your minds, or was that a bit of a light bulb moment for you when you reached that moment where you really could have this impact?
Well, I think that we grew up in kind of the motto of it takes a village to raise a child. And I think that we've always kind of realized that we all have to come together to help one another to provide opportunities for everyone. And so I think that's been probably a big push. The other big thing is Stephen and I, of course, being in the military together, a big thing, of course, is the Army of One, and that everyone helps everyone. We all come together for one common goal and one common mission. And I think Stephen and I, especially being, you know, African American and minorities, we felt that there was not enough mentors, not enough leaders that were out there showing what can be done and actually helping others with those opportunities. So we've always said to ourselves that if we make it, we're going to bring somebody else up with us. We're going to bring as many people up as we can, and we're going to mentor to as many people as we can. So that's just been kind of a part of our mission since we started. And I think it's been inbred in us since we were kids. And from a company perspective, I think that is so important. I think a lot of companies, when you talk about mission and value statement, and you know, a lot of companies have you know, have something in their mission and value statement that states you know, some component about making an impact in the community. And I think that it's always good to say, and a lot of people want to see that, and you know, in a company's mission statement, and it's supposed to make you feel all warm and fuzzy. But if you're not really standing by your values and really doing the things, committing to doing the things that you believe in, and then, you know, what are we really doing here? So what we'd like to do is really encourage companies to say, let's live the dream, let's live the values, let's live the mission, let's really make an impact into our community. Because, you know, honestly, it's like anything else. If you put good out, good comes back to you, and we found that to be the case. We don't do it for the praise, but certainly we have seen recognition based upon what we've been doing. The biggest recognition that we really see is the smiles on the faces of those high school students, those college interns, those mentees that we touch, and they really smile and look like we've really made a difference in their lives.
Stephen and Sterling, I want to ask you both this question. I'm going to start with you, Stephen. And the question is, and it's a big one for people listening, what do you see, honestly, as the future of the staffing industry, and for you specifically at your company, Sterling Staffing Solutions?
Well, I think the future of staffing is definitely one where you see, our community or our environment begins to change, I think that we have a stronger financial system going on now than we've seen in a long time. What you've seen in the past years when we've had a weaker economy is a reluctance of bigger companies to hire on full-time employees. They tend to lean on temporary or contract staff to make it through those lean times. When the economy is much stronger, you'll see a bigger push for full-time employees. But I think what we've seen is that companies have learned their lessons, and it will be more of a blend of both hiring of full-time employees, but also continuing to leverage the contract staff to get through the bigger swings in terms of business. So as we see a swing in business and companies are trying to ramp up the staff to cover those additional sales for services and products, I don't think that we'll see a big push for full-time employees as much as we will see a combination of full-time and contracts. So just in case that there is a reason or something happens for the market or the bottom to fall out a bit, if they do have to make changes in staff, they can more easily remove those temporary or contract staff positions as opposed to the full-time permanent positions.
And I would agree 100%. I mean, as far as staffing is concerned, it is a great opportunity for a lot of companies because you use us when you need us. And when you don't need us, then you don't have to. And so it really gives business owners, companies a lot of flexibility. I mean, and as far as the future of our company, because Stephen really gave us a great definition as in regards to staffing itself, the opportunity is huge. Our goal, and it's always been part of our mission, is to touch as many lives as possible and to help as many people as we can. And so we are really wanting to open up and expand Sterling Staffing Solutions globally, but right now at this point nationally. So at this point, Sterling Staffing Solutions is in Oklahoma, all of Texas. We're branching into Louisiana, but we like to see our expansion and our reach to cover all the major states in the United States, so we can help as many people as we can, and we can continue to push our mission to those that need it.
Wow, very exciting to see where this is going. I thoroughly enjoyed this interview, Greg. Stephen Carter and Sterling Carter, I hope I meet you sometime in person, and I can't wait for your book to come out.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I want to tell everybody, go to SterlingStaffingSolutions.com. Again, SterlingStaffingSolutions.com. You can find out more about CEO Stephen Carter and COO Sterling Carter and what they're doing and what we just talked about. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages.
I love it. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. America Tonight. Oh, we've gone crazy tonight. So we do want to dig deep. And a lot of some interesting things to say this time around. So with that, let's do that. Thank you for all of your emails. Always, we get so much mail in the show. A lot of times, I even forget to throw out the phone lines. Stormy Daniels, does she have a case against the president or not? You can always chime in, 855-266-5283. Anyway, plenty of people did that through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. So let's go to the first one. This was from Tommy, who says, "Kate, I'm not shocked that the president shacked up with some woman having some sort of affair with her. It was way before he was president or was even going to be in any kind of political situation. The thing that's so crazy is how his lawyer, personally, I think, gunked things up." So that put this out there and started what's now happened as these giant headlines and big-time drama over this confidentiality agreement. So I say shame on the lawyer. He screwed up. If there was the agreement that was signed and she signed it, so be it. But, you know, here's the bottom line. He's a grown man, can do what he wants, and did this before he was running for president. But the payoff thing is the screwy thing, isn't it? It is the screwy thing. Of course it is. You know, and I think she's got a weak claim, though, because the missing signature invalidating the agreement. I mean, that's kind of a weird argument. She took the money, she cashed the check. So she did. And if that's the argument to make it more, to have more discussion on it, to hide a decade-old relationship, you know, well, they paid the money to hide the decade-old relationship, okay. But now, her not signing it, I don't know, that's kind of screwy. Here's the key thing. Campaign finance, the lawsuits, allegations, the timing, the payment, all of that, does that help the case? I mean, is it in violation of federal election laws? That would be the thing. I think that would be the thing to look at. Another Stormy Daniels got this one from Joseph, who says, Kate, you know what? I'm kind of in the middle about Trump. Some of what I think he does is good. Some is ridiculous and doesn't make any sense. The whole Twitter thing to me, he just shouldn't even be on Twitter. Come on, give me a break. So that just makes no sense. And if I were his advisor, somehow I would insist, so I guess I wouldn't be his advisor. But here's the bottom line on this whole porn star affair thing. He liked women. I don't think it's far from anyone's mind. He's married several times that you would think that he would jump in bed with lots of different kinds of women. And this happened before he ran for president. And then, of course, it has to be squashed because that's going to become huge news. And would it or wouldn't it have done anything to tank his run for the presidency? Well, if you base it on things that were already said, I don't think it would have tanked it. But did it violate any kind of campaign law? That would be the thing. That would be the deal. You know, the lawyer says and has been asked whether they had a sexual relationship. He said, oh, yeah, there's no question. And he knew that it was hush payment money when it happened in October of 2016. So here's the deal. I mean, will she try to sell her story if she prevails in court? That's the deal. Of course she will. Look what happens when people write these books. Look at the last book that came out about what was going on inside the White House. Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. So no signature on that, taking the checks, cashing the check. We'll watch on the sidelines and we'll see eventually news of a book is what I think. All right, how about this? This one is from Mac the Knife, he says. Mac the Knife. Hi, Kate. I've been following what's going on with these kids at Parkland, and I say bravo that they're speaking their mind. I agree with you. I heard you one night say, no matter how you feel about what's being said or whatever, give them a break. How would you like to see your friends blown apart right in front of you? They're in high school. It's nasty when people are saying nasty things about them, and I agree. Here's the deal. The Florida House passed a school safety bill. It includes restrictions on rifle sales and even a program to arm some teachers. Are you surprised by that? No, I'm not surprised that they passed the legislation, although, you know, it looked like it was going to be, it was iffy, like it was going to be on the cut line, whether it was going to go all the way through, but it went through. And they have to do something. They have to do something. They have to take some sort of steps because it's obviously we keep having, whether it's only happening, you know, the argument that, well, you know, look at how many people are in school. I mean, forget the whole numbers thing. One kid, whether they're 5 or 16, losing their life is outrageous, outlandish, and unacceptable. It is. This is the world we live in, right? So they go to school. Do you want them to be in a lockdown situation? And the answer is, if you feel that's appropriate, then yes. Then you have to have, I think you have to have more armed guards. And if you have to pay for them out of your own pocket and you're the families, then I think you do that. But there's a lot of things that are happening that are changing what's going on. Meaning,
what is it, you know, now we already know this threat is real, so what are we doing? What are we doing to move the needle in a different direction? I mean, that's it. That's the conversation. That's it. So you could say Florida lawmakers did back gun control. All right, this one is from Johnny, and Johnny says, listen, Kate, I'm telling you, this thing with the snow in the Northeast is so ridiculous, isn't it? Travel to the Northeast has become dicey when it's anytime between December and March because you don't know what's going to happen. And these bomb cyclones, if you can be easily wrapped up in a blanket in your house and working from home, bravo, but anybody else has to deal with flight cancellations and all the other things that go along with it, making it very tough for the business person. Oh, of course, the 3,100 flights that were canceled plus, and here's what you got to think of. So not just canceled for Tuesday, canceled for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, piling up, because then, you know, that's what happens. Flights get grounded, and then more get grounded on Thursday, and then you're trying to re-rack people. So most of the cancellations were made preemptively on Tuesday. Luckily, that meant people weren't at the airports because of what was going on with the storm. Wednesday, they've got flights grounded because now you're still trying to clean up snow. And then Thursday, it's a nightmare. It's disruptive. The most disruptive that I can remember seeing. And I think when you travel, I know when you travel with this heavy snow that's accumulating in Philly and Boston and LaGuardia airports and JFK in New York and all of that, you have to really know your schedule. I mean, you have to really check for whether these planes, how far backed up they are, and how do you get out from wherever you are. And they're talking about another one coming up next week. Wow. Wow. All right, we move on to this. This one is from Ashley. And Ashley says, Katie, I know you pay attention to sports. I've heard you on NBC. I think that's awesome. What a role model that you're doing both things. And I'm wondering what you thought about the story about Peyton Manning and the possibility of Peyton Manning doing a little football. Do you think he would be good? Well, I think he has a good sense of humor. He's kind of, in a way, low-key. So how will he be on TV in that sense? If he uses his humor, he'll nail it, which is, I'm assuming, what he'll do. Thursday night football, he may be the guy. Smart move, I think, because he's got certainly a big personality. That's a familiar ditty from, what was it? United Airlines? Remember they had that forever? Da-da-da-da. Flight cancellations. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.